This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR.
Hello, it's Denise from Crossroads Church in Palmerston North. Coming up is the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to us by Neville Stevenson from Riverbend Church in Hawke's Bay. But before we get there, let's check out what's happening in the week ahead at Crossroads.
Our Crossroads youth meet fortnightly on Friday nights at 7:30pm. Hang out with their friends, learn about God, have fun, chill out and eat food and be encouraged. Check out our website, www.crossroads.co.nz, for more details. Mud Dogs is a group held on the school term for boys in years 5 to 8, meeting on Tuesdays fortnightly. And Girls Rally is a group held on the school term for girls from 7 to 12 years of age, meeting on opposite Tuesday to Mud Dogs. For the dates, check out our website, www.crossroads.co.nz.
Like to bag a bargain? Try the New Hope Op Shop, just next to Crossroads Church on Church Street. It opens Tuesday to Friday, 9am to 3pm.
Our Sunday service at 10am is an awesome opportunity to meet with other Christians to worship our great God by singing, taking communion, praying together and listening to practical Bible teaching to encourage and inspire your faith for the week ahead. If you're not sure about Christianity or what this God thing is all about, then come along to the service and explore everyday life issues and what God says about them.
Amazing. amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
You're listening to The Gift of Life for You, a program of gospel music from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today, with Christian comment, interviews, Bible readings and prayers. My name's Neville Stevenson and it's my privilege to host today's program. I'm glad you've tuned in today. Stay with me as together our hearts are encouraged and our thinking is challenged. Our first song was from the soundtrack Amazing Grace. It was a couple of songs put together, the wonderful hymn Amazing Grace and with the song My Chains Are Gone. I trust you enjoyed it as I did. It introduces that theme of grace to us today. That's our theme for the gift of life today, the grace of God, or God is a God of grace. I've got a couple of key verses. They come to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, particularly verse 9, but I'm going to read to you verses 9 and 10. I have asked two people this week, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word grace? And they both took me to this verse. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ to Paul. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness and insult and hardship and persecution and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Beautiful words, words from the Apostle Paul, starts off with a quote from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Let me read again, 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. Jesus speaking, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Then the Apostle Paul goes on, therefore I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. We have a quote today from Jerry Bridges from his book Transforming Grace. And this quote really is a definition of what grace is all about. He puts it this way, God's free, unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who deserve only judgment. Let me say that again. So you've really got to think about it. It's a definition of grace. It comes from Jerry Bridges, and he says, God's free, unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who deserve only judgment. Coming up, we'll have a devotion on this theme of grace, but now we're going to go and listen to a couple of songs. Firstly, from the group Phillips, Craig and Dean, from their album Let My Words Be Few, comes the song, Your Grace Still Amazes Me. And then God of Grace comes from the Gettys, from their album New Irish Hymns No. 3.
My faithful Father, your tender mercies like a river with no end, it overwhelms me, covers my sin each time I come into your presence. I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery each day. I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me.
The gift of life is the gift that God gives us so we can really know him. Do you realize that God has created us with a capacity to know him that's not just to know about him, but to really know him in a personal way? It's about being at peace with God. It's about coming to God and approaching him on his terms in the way he has provided for us. Most of us, we're separated from God by our own ideas about him, our own ways of trying to approach him. We want him to do for us without realizing that he's already done for us all we could ever need. Do you know what the core message of the Christian faith's all about? Do you know what it means to really know God? The Gift of Life website, that's www.giftoflife.org.nz, is the place where you'll go to find the answer to both of those questions. This site brings us a clear diagram with a simple explanation of how you can really know God, and it's based on just one simple Bible verse. So when the program's over, you can go and look at it, www.giftoflife.org.nz. Now we're going to listen to the Amen Gospel Quartet. They come from Hawke's Bay, they come from down in Hastings, and they're singing to us today, A Sinner Saved by Grace, from their album, He Made a Change. The Amen Gospel Quartet, Before Our Devotion.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place.
Thank you.
How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
Near the coast, near a beach? Do you like walking along the seashore? For some years we lived near a beach, just where Mount Maunganui and Papamoa meet. We were about two blocks from the beach, and I often would spend time walking on the beach and have experienced it in all sorts of weather. I've seen it at high tide with an easterly storm when it was blowing in and we couldn't even set foot on the beach at all. And I've seen it when the calm waters of a summer morning. You go down and you see the sunrise and it's low tide and it's a wide beach with very, very small waves just flopping on the sand. But you know, one thing I have never seen, the sea with no waves at all. This reminds me of a song that we used to sing some years ago, a lovely song, Grace Upon Grace Like the Waves on the Shore, Always Enough and Always More. Grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, all that we need is ours from the Lord. I love that little chorus. The verse goes, like the ocean in waves ever sweeping the shore, to his children comes the grace of our Lord. And like the mighty sea, so deep and so wide, his grace to us seems an endless supply. The second verse, in the daylight or midnight, the waves touch the shore. One on another, they faithfully pour. Summer and winter, they never subside. And so the grace of our Father provides grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, always enough and always more. Grace upon grace like the waves on the shore, all that we need is ours from the Lord. The grace of God is one of the most wonderful characteristics of our great God. There many ways that we can look at this attribute of God, but today I want to look at some of the blessings that we enjoy because of God's amazing grace. But firstly, what is grace? How do we define it? This is the old Sunday school definition. Maybe you learned it at Sunday school, that little old acrostic. Grace. What is grace? It is God's riches at Christ's expense. Our quote today from Jerry Bridges, Transforming Grace, his book, gives us a fuller definition. God's free, unmerited favour shown to guilty sinners who deserve only judgment. Other definitions read, the love of God shown to the unlovely, or God reaching down to a people who are in rebellion against him. The Christian experience is often described in three distinct phases: justification, glorification, sanctification. Got them out of order, maybe. Listen to me. Justification, they're big words, but they're really good. Justification is being declared righteous before God through faith in Jesus Christ. This is when we're saved, when we become a Christian, when we become a part of God's family. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, Ephesians 2 and 8. That's justification, when we come to God. Glorification is at the other end. That's when we depart this life to be with Christ. We achieve its complete fulfillment in the resurrection. It's too easy to agree that justification is by grace through faith in Christ. Glorification is also solely by God's grace. Jesus purchased for us not only salvation, forgiveness, and justification, but also eternal life and glorification and a home in heaven. But what about the life that we're living now, in between becoming a Christian, being justified, and being glorified when we go to heaven? What about now? And that's where the word sanctification, or the concept of growing in Christ-likeness, comes in. A progressive experience covering the whole of our Christian life. Too often, we, by our living, see our Christian life as a mixture of God's grace and our own personal performance. Some live as though we are saved by grace and then live by performance. We are not only saved by grace, but we are also to live God's grace every day in our lives. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. He says this, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, here's our key verse from the beginning. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The thorn in the flesh was seen by Paul as the work of Satan sent to torment him, but it was permitted by God for the purpose of keeping Paul humble. The characteristics of God's grace are clearly seen in this passage. Grace is freely given. Grace is sufficient. Grace is powerful. Grace is perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Jesus' words. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. When Paul was weak, then Christ, by his strength, could make Paul spiritually strong. Another song. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labours increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. I'd like to pray with you. Let us pray. Father God, we acknowledge that you are our great God, and that we now thank you for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We thank you that your grace is so clearly seen in a provision of a way for us to come to you through our personal faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. Father, help us to acknowledge your holiness and our sinfulness, and to believe that Jesus Christ's death on the cross has paid the penalty for us all. Help us to repent and confess our sinfulness and turn our lives to follow your ways. May we be motivated to tell others and to show others the significance of who Jesus really is. Help us to live for you today, by your grace, in all we do and in all we say. Father, help us in our thinking and our attitudes, for they will influence so much of our day. Help us to pray for others, as you have been instructing us to do. Encourage our hearts and strengthen us in every good deed as we read your word and as we pray. May our encouragement in you be evident to others as we uplift and exalt your name in our hearts today. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You're listening to the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to you by Crossroads Church in Palmerston North. Stay with us as we go to a quick ad break.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on NPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for NPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.
Welcome back to the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to you by Crossroads Church in Palmerston North.
Distant shore. it's grace and nothing more. Strength in my weakness, joy through the pain, hope when I'm helpless, lost my greatest gain. By his own
your glory be ever known. Now in the company of all heaven's angels we join creation in song. So you who have covered the mountains with water, let your glory be ever known. With our mouths we bless you, with our lives confess you, Christ hallowed on high. Filled us with longing that only you satisfy. Great are you, Lord, and your wonders are countless. Let your glory be ever known. With our mouths we bless you, with our lives confess you, Christ hallowed on high, Hosanna everlasting. Let your love fill us afresh, for all we can give you is what you have given. Let your glory be ever known. With our mouths we bless you, with our lives confess you, Christ hallowed on high, Hosanna
Two great songs as we have continued with our theme of grace. Firstly, from Steve Green and in his album Woven in Time came the song Grace and Nothing More. I just love that song, continuing in our theme of grace. And then the Gettys brought us from their album Hymns for the Life of the Church the song Your Glory Be Ever Known. Maybe the greatest song that there is about grace is the song Amazing Grace. I'm going to listen to that shortly. But firstly, let me just read you a little bit of the story, the hymn story behind Amazing Grace. John Newton crammed a lot of living into his 82 years. His mother died when he was 6 years old, and he joined his father at sea when he was just 11. He served his apprenticeship as a sailor and rose through the ranks until he became the captain of a slave ship. He abandoned the religious training he had experienced as a child and reveled in the life of a slave trader. He was noted for his profanity and his cruelty. But one stormy night, when his ship was in danger of sinking and he was in danger of dying, Newton had a real change of heart. It might have been his religious training at his mother's knee, surfacing after all those years, or it might have been his love for Mary Catlett, a Christian woman who he later married, or it might have been his reading of the book Imitation of Christ by William Law, or it might have been all three. In any event, Newton had a real conversion experience. For a while, Newton continued his slave ship, but he began to treat both the slaves and his crew with a good deal more compassion. Finally, convicted that the slave trade was wrong, he left his ship and took up a job on shore. He then felt the call to ministry. He was ordained at the age of 40 and assigned to a church in Onley, England. He continued in ministry through the rest of his long life, even after failing eyesight made it impossible for him to read. His hymn Amazing Grace is in a sense Newton's own story. It was amazing grace that saved him. It was amazing grace that was the focus of his preaching. But amazing grace is the story of every Christian. It's amazing grace that saves us, nothing else. No work of our hands, no gift of our wealth. It was amazing that God would love and save John Newton, but it is amazing that God would love and save any of us. It is indeed a sweet sound to the ear about it, but it is so amazing that it is hard to believe. Believe it because it is true. Amazing grace.
But now I see. my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been saved. God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing
for being with me just wherever you are. You're listening to The Gift of Life for You, a program of gospel music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today with Christian comment, interviews, Bible readings, and prayers. My name's Neville Stevenson, and it's been my privilege to host today's program. I trust you've enjoyed the time together and that you've been encouraged by listening. Our theme today has been on that theme of the grace of God. Our key verse came to us from 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Jesus' words to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul then goes on to say, "Therefore I boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Our thought for the week came from Jerry Bridges, which was really a definition of grace. Grace is God's free, unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who only deserve judgment. God's free, unmerited favor shown to guilty sinners who only deserve judgment. We listened to a devotion today on the grace of God, and I trust your heart has been encouraged and you've been blessed with this theme of God's grace.
Christ
And that was the Gift of Life Gospel Hour, brought to us by Neville Stevenson from Riverbend Church in the Hawke's Bay. Don't forget, we've got a heap of stuff happening on Sunday and throughout the week at Crossroads. If you need more details about anything coming up this week at Crossroads, check out our website, www.crossroads.co.nz, or pop down and see us at 220 Church Street, Palmerston.